If you would be so kind to stand together and turn with me, if you like a Bible, I think there's a few that Brother Beer can hand. You can kind of turn around and wave at him, or maybe go and share a Bible with somebody. Amen. We're going to turn to the book of John. John chapter 15, the Gospel of John, chapter 15. John chapter 15, beginning our reading at verse number 13. The Bible says, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And Jesus said in verse 14, "You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." Greater love is no man than this. 1 John, the book of 1 John, the epistle, going towards the back of your Bible. 1 John chapter 3. All right, 1 John chapter 3. And one verse of scripture there, verse number 16. Here the Bible says, "Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren." Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you today. What a privilege it is to be in your house, to be able to worship you. I'm asking God that you touch every heart, mind, and life today. Allow the Holy Ghost to move, to manifest, and touch us today. Open our ears to hear and our hearts to receive, we pray. In that matchless and mighty name of Jesus Christ. And everybody said, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. This afternoon, I want to preach to you a message that I have titled, "Holding Nothing Back." Holding nothing back. I want you to know this afternoon that inbred, I believe, within all of us in concerns to our core values, what we're really made of, in one way or another, there rests a desire, the desire to want to succeed in life. I have the desire that's inbred, it's built in, it's part of me, it's who I am. What I'm saying to you is when that certain something within our lives strikes a chord within us, a desire maybe to want to attain, to excel, to want to achieve to that place of excellence, and or to want a desire to achieve that intended goal. I believe that is in such times that many in their lives are they who will and often be the ones to choose to cast aside pretty much everything. And some really are even willing to throw all caution to the wind in order for them, or maybe should I say for you to be the one to reach that of your goal, the one that now you have placed your entire life's focus upon. That's all you see. That's all you talk about. That's all you feel inside. That's all that you want. What I'm referring to today, you could say, could be an educational goal. Maybe it is a career goal or any one of your life's pursuits, the ones that have created within you a burning desire to want to possess or to attain that which you are set upon. It's like fire. It's like desire. It is almost like a burden. It's what drives you. It's what makes you get up in the morning and causes you to continue to move forward. And it is in such times that you'll find that there exists in you nothing less than that of a mindset that declares, "I am prepared in my life to hold nothing back in concerns to my finances, to my time, the energy that my goal calls for, as well as in regards to the level of commitment that will be expected." Meaning the personal sacrifices that must be done in order to reach my goal, for me to be able to possess that which I'm after. I'm willing to do that. And in line with this thought, I've heard people say, "You know what, I don't care about the cost. I'm not interested in what restrictions will be, nor am I concerned what it is that I have to do. For I have a goal. I have a purpose, and I shall arise at that place of the possession of it. I'm going to do this. I'm going to spend the money. I'm going to spend the time. I'm going to put myself into 100%. I'm going to excel. I'll find any way and every way I can to get my goal. I have purpose in my heart. I'm not going to be turned aside to the left nor to the right. No doubt it's been you, as it's been I, who have both watched. We watch and we witness just what it is that people will do when it is they who give everything that they have just to be able to achieve what it is that they believe to be their life purpose and goal. At times it's been for some, it's a do or die situation. It becomes a win or lose opportunity. But whatever way you want to choose to look at it, the determined desire of the intent goal sought after will be one that causes them to push and to keep and to desire and to just keep pressing towards what I want. Desire to succeed, I believe, has the power to drive a man and a woman, a young person, to heights that they may never have believed that they could have within them. What caused me, that burning inside of me, to push me? I didn't think I had it within me. And when something of a purpose and that which they feel is worth the sacrifice, I think sometimes the sky becomes the limit. And as I pondered really in this thought about going beyond, of holding nothing back, the thought and concerns to those who give it all, to those who are the ones to sacrifice at times everything that was dear to them. I've seen people push aside family, friends, freedom. Why? Because they believed in what they were doing. Well, why would they do that? Because whomever it is that felt that their accomplishment that they held had a greater purpose to them than what you would have to give or cast aside in order for you to be the one to succeed and to attain what it is that you sought after, and you did it. Hey, well, come on over for dinner. We're having a barbecue. Nope, I'm not coming over. I got to study for an exam. Well, come on down. Hey, we're all going fishing. Nope, I'm this weekend. I gotta push forward because you know what? I want to make sure I ace everything that I do. I'm practicing for something that goes beyond your fishing pole. You do it. You cast it aside. I don't care if it's family, friends. It doesn't matter. Your freedom? No. You're like a little bookworm. You're like one that just presses forward. And everything else kind of goes as a shadow behind you. But your purpose and intent is to get that goal. In view of some people and really in view of your desire to want to give, to sacrifice in order to seek to attain that certain goal in life. In the onset of this Christmas season, I began to consider the thought of just what it was that our great God up in heaven, in view of His plan and His focus, and that of His purpose of wanting to redeem lost humanity, what He Himself did. What did God do? I believe it was God who, in His bid to bring hope back into the lives of His creation, was He who in turn had held nothing back. In view of God's love for us, it was God who chose to empty heaven of its richest treasure in order to accomplish the ultimate goal of that of our redemption. You'll find in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse number 16, it begins with the word, "For God so loved the world that He gave." It was some 2,000 plus years ago, it was God who chose to robe Himself in flesh in order to be able to come into a world, to be made manifest, shown before a people who had lost their way. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, the first 5 verses, 1 through 5, the Bible says, "For the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year, continually make the comers thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers, once purged, should have had no more conscience of sin. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again of the sins, every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when He cometh into the world, He saith, Sacrifice and offerings thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared for Me." See, it's at Christmas time, it's people around the world who are they who plan those who are preparing and even purposing within themselves to want to give gifts, to give of themselves. It's during the Christmas season that people's thoughts and that of their focus at this time is upon their sharing along with their having a spirit of goodwill and that of a thankfulness in regards to those in the realm of both family and friends. But this afternoon, it's I who wants to take that thought or these thoughts of there, maybe of your giving and that of you celebrating Christmas in light of the coming of the Christ child, Jesus Christ, just a little bit further. Let's just go beyond this realm. Encompassed in the realm of the best gift that you alone, anyone could or may consider giving to those whom that they love. This Christmas, why don't you determine to be the one to decide to give or sacrifice to offer unto God that gift that comes from your heart. It's a gift that only you and you alone can give. A gift that declares unto all of those around you, and especially to God, the fact that this year, this Christmas time, it's you who's decided to live your life for Jesus Christ in reflection to what it is He, as your God, had done for you by holding nothing back. I'm going to give it to you, God, my whole heart, mind, and soul. I'm going to live for you like I've never lived for you before. You see, and I believe that it's not meant to be just with lip service. It's not just nor to be in the present time. But this time, this year, starting today, continuing on up until the close of 2019, and then with the ushering in of the year 2020, let it be you who with all your heart, mind, and soul determines in your walk with God like never before, in reflection to how it likely was you when you first, the very first time you experienced God's love and His mercy, when it was God who through the waters of baptism in Jesus' name washed away your sin. And then, maybe it was at that time or a short time later again, it was God who filled you with the Holy Ghost. It was you who spoke in an unknown tongue as the Spirit of God gave you the utterance. I believe that looking back, that no matter how many years ago that your first experience in God was unto this day, there remains very few that I know who at that time who did not vow. You know what they said, God? I'm going to give you my life, my heart, all my soul. A purpose with a full intent of giving you my all. For what? Well, for the debt that was paid, for the mercy that was given in view of the love that I've received, a pardon granted, both of which were unmerited. I didn't do anything to earn it. I didn't do anything to purpose in my heart to get it. God was willing to give it to me. Lord, I'm going to endeavor to live my life for you as you bestowed upon me forgiveness of my sins, the opportunity of one day being with you forever in your paradise. I'm going to live for you with everything I have, everything that I've got. You see, church friends, today, it is at this time that we're about to celebrate Jesus' birth, the coming of the promised one, the world's deliverer. In just a couple of weeks, it'll be they who understand the really true meaning of Christmas, be they who will stop to take time to honor the birth of that Christ child. But what it is, and through this message thought today that I'm wanting to bring to you, is how that Jesus Christ, God became flesh, came. It was He who stepped into the platform of humanity in order to redeem His creation with His bid to save them. He came to a people who really, you could say, they turned away from Him. How do they turn away from Him? They sinned. They allowed sin into their life. They were fallen. And as it is every year, that is we who along with others in the world celebrate Christmas by heralding Christ's return. I believe what it is that as a church, really as a people of God, what it is that we or you in and within your celebrating may not comprehend and really you might even forget is how that God's coming to this earth as a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes. He came with a plan of redemption, one that was birthed so many years ago, a plan that carried within it the coming and the giving of a sacrifice and ultimately the offering up of a life with a full intention of His giving us His all. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 5, in the second portion of verse number 8, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While I was yet a sinner, I was out in the world doing my partying, the drinking. Maybe you were doing drugs or You were just obstinate towards God. You had nothing to do with church. You wanted nothing to do with God. And Christmas came. It was just about the gifts. It was about your giving and getting. And what am I gonna increase in my life with this Christmas? Well, God came. He gave. He sacrificed. And He did this while we were yet sinners. He didn't say, clean up yourself. We came to Him imperfect. And throughout our lives, He tries to perfect us. He puts His Spirit on the inside of us. He washes away our sins. And I got to look, well, you know what? What does Christmas really mean? It means holding nothing back in the fact of my heart. Not saying, well, I'm going to restrict my service. I'm going to restrict my life. I'm going to do this, but I won't do that. When you look at the life of Jesus, growing from a child to that of a man in 3.5 years of an earthly ministry, He showed to the world back then, and through our Bibles, He recorded it for those who would be in the world thereafter. How that our God become flesh, Jesus Christ, in a show of His love to us, came in the form of a man and was born. It was Jesus Christ who, because of you and I and the whole of humanity, who chose to suffer, to die as a sacrifice to end all the sacrifices. Jesus Christ did this in His bid to redeem mankind with a focus and a purpose goal. Giving His all in order to once and for all open back up for you and I the opportunity to make heaven one day our eternal home. It was a promise from the garden that was lost, but it was a promise because of Christ's coming that was given back. I believe in and within this natural life that you live, it's not wrong for you or I to seek one day to be successful in life. I don't think it's wrong at all. But in and within all of our pursuits and attaining our goals in life that we've set, what it is that each of us, I believe us, really never lose a sight of, nor the significance, is that of in God's coming to this earth, is that it is you and your primary focus and really your lifetime goals need to be they which help you to prepare for the time when He does come back for you. Am I so busy getting my great averages in life, but I'm not preparing for God? As I continue to live my life every day for Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of my faith, I ask you to consider this. Should it not be you who, as you live your life from God, as is you in your life who considers being the one to live or to give or to sacrifice of God under that same banner in this life as we do our earthly pursuits? I see some people, sometimes they give everything for their careers, for their jobs, for their getting ahead, for making that extra buck, for doing... Well, shouldn't I live that same purpose and desire, pardon me, in my heart as I live for God? Yes. Shouldn't I give Him 100%? Shouldn't my mind be focused on being faithful to Him? Shouldn't I look to give to God everything that I do in the world? It is the church that looks for the day when Jesus will come back for His bride, and therefore it should not be we as people, those called by His name, who when He does come, should He not find us faithful, committed, purpose, dedicated to Him? Should it not be us who say, you know what, God, I prepared, I have planned, I have purpose. I'm not going to go to the left or the right. I'm going to stay focused on my goal. You died for me and You gave it all. I'm going to live for You and in turn, I'm going to give it all. Outside of anything that you or I could ever consider to give or to offer, to present unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords as a gift, would not the greatest gift that you could ever wish to give, would not it be in how that it was, if it is you this year, this time, will be the one to decide in your own life to do your best to live and to give, to offer up to God a sacrifice. All that I am, all that I can be, the best I can offer, a life lived for You with an encompassing, purpose and desire to do my best until the day that You call me home. I just want to give You my best. I think it's Jesus Christ who, through the words of Matthew in the 6th chapter of Matthew, verses 19 through 21, Jesus calls out to us saying, Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 through 21. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, where thieves do not break through nor steal. And he caps it, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Well, I can't come to church. I got no time to read my Bible. I never stop to pray. I have no time. I've got to be early for work. And you know what? I'm not going to get up a half an hour early to spend time with God. You want me to be up ready for fishing at 4 o'clock and we're going hunting? We need to leave at 3:30. Ha! I'll be there, showered and dressed and ready to go. See, where your treasure is, where your desires rest, where your focus is, when that burning, whatever's burning in you, that is where you're going to set your compass. That's where you're going to set your goal. Well, this year, we need to realign that compass and that goal to Jesus Christ. In this verse, Jesus is saying to we as his people, in this temporal world in which you live, it is you who can throw everything that you have within you to ultimately to attain any goal, any position in life that you can stand to attain. To declare, I've arrived. I did it. I made it. I wanted it. But however, if it's when you do this and your earthly existence in this world is what comes to an end. Just like the man who in the book of Luke chapter 12, whose barns were full. A man who you could say considered himself in his life to have made it. What am I going to do with the rest of my goods? I'm going to have to build bigger barns. Sit back and relax. But it is through the words of Luke that Jesus once again declared, so is he that layeth up for himself treasures for himself and is not rich towards God. Yeah, you got it. You made it. But what's in your soul? The Bible talks about in the Old Testament how that God gave them the desires of their heart, but he sent leanness into their soul. Yeah, they reached for it. They attained it. They got it. But where do they stand as far as the kingdom to come? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and he's not rich towards God. Yep, you got it. You made it. You arrived. But when the time of reaping comes, just what it is that you in this temporal life will have gained, now you're going to stand before God and give an account for what you did, just like the talents. What are you going to say then? You can't take it with you. You can't take it with you. You may as well give your best shot at it now. It's Jesus who is an example, I believe, to us all, who showed us how through that of a selfless desire, what it will take for us to be saved and to be redeemed, to be able to be part of the called out ones, called out from the darkness of this world into that of his marvelous light. He showed us, I can't have my focus going all over the place. I need to have a goal in mind. Amen. I have a determination, pardon me, with a purpose of one day arriving at that goal. Yeah, I can make it down here. I can be happy down here, have enough money to get by, having nice things in my life. But you know what? They're temporal. They're not my primary focus. They're not my purpose in this life. My purpose one day is to have that heavenly crown to cast at Jesus' feet. As we stand together this afternoon, I want you all to know that the most important consideration that we as a people of God in life need to make, the consideration of you once and for all as you walk this walk with God, do it by holding nothing back. No holds barred. My purpose, my desire is heaven. The desire is to do what God wants me to do, to live how God wants me to live. You see, that's what's going to matter in the end. Why don't you this Christmas season decide to give, to offer to God that of an unrestricted life of service? Because if you do, I promise in the end, it will carry within it dividends and reward that are simply out of this world. There's nothing that you could get and gain in this life that when you live for God with everything that you have, that the rewards will be greater in the end. Are you ready to come today to this altar with a desire to hold nothing back? Are you ready to experience all that Jesus Christ has for you? It's waiting. It's like a promise. It's like, God, I'm not moving from where I'm at. And yet then comes that cry, God, I'm holding nothing. I don't care what they think. I don't care what people say. I'm coming with a desire to hold nothing back and to give you my all. Why don't you come today? Why don't you pray? Why don't you find somebody to pray with? Why don't you encourage that heart and that soul?
He gave his life.
God,